Psalms chapter 45. You don't have to vote again. It is already decided who will govern not just the United States of America, but the whole world. This psalm proclaims it, and according to his promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth, in which righteousness dwells. The kingdom of God is not of the people, by the people, or for the people. It is a kingdom ruled by a king, and God does not rule by the consent of his subjects, but by his sovereign authority. His reign extends over me, whether I vote for him or not. There is unparalleled beauty in our king, and he speaks with eloquence. His person, surrounded by glory and majesty, and his sword is a symbol of authority. And within him, three of the most sublime attributes of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords: truth, humility, and justice. His throne does not last 4 years or 8 years either. He reigns eternally and forever. This psalm is full of joy, celebration, and hope. When our days are long and filled with anxiety, depression, sickness, and confusion, nothing better than reading and rereading this psalm to encourage our hearts and minds and set our eyes on the King. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, and the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.